Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, this feels real good. What's up, everybody? I'm your boy Cartier Genius, aka Cartier Jesus. Yeah, and I'm here right now to introduce you to the one and only China. We call her. That's right. What we call it. China. It feels so good. I'd like to welcome you to Pieces of Me. We are real life music. Beat Nation is the army. Beat Nation Network, what up? Yo, China, what up? Illusions. Queen of poetry. I mean, this girl is unstoppable. Feel me? Like, she just jumps out there and does her thing the way she know how to do it. So we're gonna kick back on this ride right here that she calls Pieces of Me. And understand, it's just pieces. Just pieces, because you're gonna get some more. But anyway, relax. Chill. Thank you for being here. Anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. Let's go, China.
What's up, everybody? This is your girl, China, with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. Here we encourage metaphorically in tune visionaries to express themselves through the arts. And hey, you never know, what you have to say might be exactly what someone needs to hear. I just want to give a big shout out to everybody who took time out to listen tonight. It's been a minute since I've been on the show, but I'm grateful for everybody who sent up prayers for me. And I'm just grateful to be back, you know, doing what we do and having fun. So I'm feeling good, and I hope you are too. So let's get it.
Yo, I feel like I'm 5 years old in this joint.
Something you can vibe to.
13 to 9,
yeah, yours, yeah. All place.
This track takes me way back to being a child. Waking up in the summer, bright eyes and big smile. I ain't gotta go to school and I'm cool with that. Free breakfast at the rec where the food is at. Chocolate milk and a donut, I'm back outside. What up? Football in the street, small bodies collide. With the concrete, somebody call out time. We had to move to the side, let the cars pass by. They back in the street, we playing again. But it ain't official till somebody call time in. Time and ends of the evening, my family is Cartier and grandmother drinking Seagram's, grandfather drink Bacardi and Coke. House filled with smoke from cigarettes. Commodores on vinyl, Sam Cooke on cassette. Cupid, please draw back your hold through this living room of drunks. Just let your arrow go before somebody throw a punch and start fighting again.
Yep.
Yeah, it happened every weekend at the Tumble Inn. That's what my house was called. It's like the best of both worlds. We brawl and have a ball in the same breath, in the same night. You can have a fair party and a fair fight. From like sunset Friday night to like sunrise Monday morn. This is how we got it on. I don't know about y'all, but I'm born for this. See, my life is the best of performances. I'm just waiting for cameramen to leap out of the bushes to show me some more video footage of mama cooking. The big wooden fork and the spoon up on the wall. The Jesus Christ carpet in the car playing dog. I know this ain't the typical format for songs, but why tell a story if I ain't gon' tell it all? The bad, the good, the birds, the hood, the love, the fear, the birth, the death, the tears, the smiles, the wild things that we used to do. Still cable, water, gas, and electric too. So if you happy to be alive, happy that you survive, happy that you found the love of God inside, and feel good, say it, I feel good, say it, I feel good, say it, I feel good.
Come on.
Yo, happy to be alive, happy that you survive, happy that you found the love of God inside, and feel good, say it, we feel good, say it. We feel good, say it, we feel good. Yo, happy to be alive, happy that you survive, happy that we found the love of God inside. I feel good, say it, I feel good, say it, you feel good, say it, we feel good. Yo, 1-3, four plays, Lafayette is yours. In the studio
with my man, the right motion view. Doing the right thing,
on the VA,
and y'all never thought y'all be dancing to spoken words,
holding me down.
Check. 13 and Nazareth
in the building. year, and I'm out, and I'm happy to be alive, happy that I survived, happy that I found the love of God inside. I feel good, say it, I feel good, say it, I feel good, say it, I feel good, put your hands up in the sky, put your hands up in the sky, swing them from the left to right, swing them.
And underrated MC, which one is true, which one is false, both fit with MV, philosophical thoughts, it's too deep for a shallow mind, but they'll still catch it, cause faith tells me without a sign, it's nothing like the first few verses, this is deeper, like a woman who can cook through it all, this a keeper, I've been ran out of ink, but my method would never fail, though a blind man can even read this, to check the braille flow, I leave a mark, I leave an indention, this is my legacy, reminiscing on memories, all the places I'd rather be gone. See everybody talking, procrastinating what they gon' do. Don't even speak your mind, I respect the grind. But see you too, don't even know how to be a sore thumb. It's war, son, speaking the code, count clicks. See, this is more, son. You heard the phrase, you know the name, this is my stage. We lose our soldiers and faith, I'm building up the rage. I'm back to flipping up the page, what can I say? Look at the bay, hoping to say, say I don't rage in the day. Because I ain't safe, the mixture flipping these scriptures, that's me. Lyrical picture, wait till it hits you, I see. Even the greatest fall off and pick it up again. Procrastination and hesitation will have you stuck again. Yo, no weapon formed, I got God in my holster. I'm loving life while I'm living life like I'm supposed to go. Just live with another overrated quote and say, I'm back.
Thinking out loud, ain't got a meal but I got a few thou. Dance on the rear, make her say ow. Party over here, moving the crowd. Stepping on stage, more than a two-step. East Coast raised, born in the first state. Fire I blaze, days in the main. Got a lot of purple, calling me Haze. And I sway like 45 shades. Just get money, Junior Mafia say. Made a deal on the block, got paid. Deals with the rock stars, got made. No, not a slave, do my own thing. Switch colors of my clothes like a mood ring. Rock for the people, not for the label. Like tissue, money on the table. Straw hat, tilt with an angle. Ribbon that match, down to the ankle. Stop with the fables, cause they ain't true. Let's get money like time when the cable do. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud, just thinking, just thinking. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud, just thinking, just thinking. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud, just thinking, just thinking. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud, just thinking, just thinking. Thinking out loud, no ice grill with a Colgate smile. Ask if I care, I be like nah. Keep a chick heels in the air like clouds. They be like wow, how'd he get that? Cause I move a pound of the loud for a stack. You can talk slick, but ain't got ish. Lame in the game, ain't got no friend. Don't try to play me for a clown. You would get punched right straight in the mouth. Born up north, raised down south. Where them boys pull things, let them air out. In Case Town, yes it goes down. It could be late or daybreak now. Even up top,
top, them things get popped. So I get in, get out, and don't stop. No, not a pump, but far from a dum-dum. Even in a parked car, you can get pum-pum. Thinking out loud.
I'm
thinking out loud.
I'm
thinking out loud. Just thinking, just thinking. I'm thinking out loud.
I'm
thinking out loud.
I'm
thinking out loud. Just thinking, just thinking.
I'm
thinking out loud.
I'm
thinking out loud.
I'm
thinking out loud. Just thinking, just thinking.
I'm
thinking out loud.
I'm
thinking out loud.
I'm
thinking out loud. Just thinking, just thinking. Thinking out loud. I get in, get up, and get down. Party with friends in a penthouse house. That's how it is, or you can get out. Hands in the air, body rocking, bobbing, weaving, like you're boxing. Just for the evening, don't be a heathen. Look around, tricks for the treatin'. Like Halloween, St. Patty Green, Christmas wishes, New Year's Eve. This be an anthem for a dancer. Body enhancement, moving master. Dance floor, no place to park. Baby got back and placed it on the golden zip like polling strip. Private dancing, I had to sit. So remarkable and rhetorical, overcomes all of the obstacles that he faced in a ratty race. Never disgraced, but so complacent.
I'm
thinking out loud.
I'm
thinking out loud.
I'm
thinking out loud. Just thinking, just thinking.
I'm
thinking out loud.
I'm
thinking out loud.
I'm
thinking out loud. Just thinking, just thinking.
I'm
thinking out loud.
I'm
thinking out loud.
I'm
thinking out loud. Just thinking, just thinking.
I'm
thinking out loud.
I'm
thinking out loud.
I'm
thinking out loud. Just thinking, just thinking.
Thinking out loud. Thinking out loud. Thinking out loud. Just thinking, just thinking. Thinking out loud. Thinking out loud. Thinking out loud. Just thinking, just thinking. Thinking out loud. Thinking out loud. Thinking out loud. Just thinking, just thinking. Thinking out loud. Thinking out loud. Thinking out loud. Just thinking, just thinking.
This is a great man's rhymes and reasons, the beginning of a great man's season, truth. You see, with epic proportion, this is my own reason, my unorthodox soul for great things to come. See, this is my life, philosophically great, of a great man's no apology, but truth's hemology. You see, the grass ain't always greener on the other side. I gotta understand where my life lies to continue to put my foot in front of each other. Never fall flat on my face, but continue to rise and seen amazing grace. To create the greatest heights I go, see I'm climbing on great hills. I understand this is a mystic river. Great man's I bring fogs and clouds. I understand that I'm worthwhile living. My life is great. Systemology, I'm not fake. See, this is a great man's apology. Hemology is once again roaring. The great Mr. Drown said, rah. I understand this is the great cause of my life. I understand great things, and this is not strife. You see, they come against me, want to rob, kill, and destroy me, try to take me out, try to put me in a place of no return. See, the devil don't understand me because sin rise above it all. I understand this is a system of great things, a mythical epic proportion. This is no dead man's extortion, but I understand that I can smile today. I understand that my life is greater, greater than yours, probably most. You see, I'm not boasting. I understand that this is a great man's like bread, I'm toasting. Keeping fire hot like great things continue to be higher. Jesus, my Messiah, continue to bring me closer, closer to the great man's doors. They're open something. This is how we do great stars, dropping bars in the midst of a mythical epic proportion. These things, like I said, are not extortion. See, I understand where my life lies. This is a great thing. See, I'm winning a great prize. Keep my eyes on those prizes. Keep my heels up under my footstep. Understand that I'm lying, never lying and dying in vain. These are things that's coming for me. See, I'm rhyming with great things, systemology. See, I'm thinking that I'm going to be a better man today. I understand that my life is systemology. These are the things that I'm finding because I'm continuing to walk and start great streets. I understand that this is no apology for great man's truth, hemology. This is still great things. See, I'm not an anthropology. but this is a great test of time. Reading between great books and great lies. You see, from the hills is where my help comes from. I continue to walk. This is my platform, my life. The great things I understand, this is not strife. But the great things that is best, the words that I progress. See, my knowledge is keen with great things that I'm saying. See, this is not something insane. This is a great man's name, great man's lame. See, I'm understanding. I'm like a lion in the jungle as I'm roaring in the mist and saying, rah. You see, this life is optional. I got many things to choose from. I can go either the great way or the bad way. I can either be here on the lower case or the stairway. See, truth is telling me to go out to the great things of prosperity, great things of virtue. See, this is a crazy entity, my reality. These things I'm understanding because I'm loving myself, guiding myself. See, yesterday I was walking with myself. I even talked to myself. Understood that I can always trust myself. You see, these brown eyes, these great visions. Before great things become for bad man's and for visions. See, I'm a visionist, a great man's visionary. I see I can beseech you the inside the great things I've seen you. Seeking and believing for great things I understand I'm seeking. Understand it's a truth, man, great rise I'm leaving. To my own success. See, I'm loving and guiding and understand that I can progress with these things. See, this is my soul that is own self. Self-righteous, self-great things, and I understand you're not biting. See, no bite-biters are great things, are backsliders. I understand this is a great man's rise slider. See, truth be told and great things word. Remember, no apologies, but truth's homology.
Play a guitar. The way your fingers pluck those strings makes my spirit sing. Play that guitar. Love on those strings like you're loving on me. Infinitely, unconditionally, respectfully, and tenderly. The pain within me, relieve it from me. I want your melody to soothe me. Release me, kiss me, hold me, love me, and never leave me. Play that guitar for me, only me, therapeutically. Play for me. Let the song be never ending. Play those strings, love on the strings for me.
Sirens and cherry color red lights, that's what you see in the streets called life. How many must fall, receiving calls from behind cell walls? Letters piled up, about half my high. When will it stop, hanging out at the spot? We need you here, losing you, my heart is my greatest fear. Settle down and make a turnaround. I know that it's hard being a countryman from Browntown, but as you can see, that's where it goes down, being a part of the street life. Remember, it's not just you. I'm a part of you too, boo. I love you with my whole life. I'm forever yours, your soon-to-be wife. Stay out of that street life.
Sometimes you have to encourage yourself. Sometimes you have to speak victory during the test. And no matter how you feel, have to speak the word over yourself. Depression is all around. Oh, but God is present help when the enemy created walls. But remember giants, they do fall. Speak up yourself, encourage yourself in the Lord. Whoa.
Start having regrets about circumstances and situations that you yourself create. Because whatever situation you're in right now, whether you want to believe it or not, you made it. Petty decisions are often over-contemplated. Thoughts like, I wonder if she loves me, or I wonder if he'll be true. Wasting valuable time trying to get to know someone else when what you need to do is get to know you. Relationships supported by superficial foundations that are guaranteed not to work. Obsessed with the desire to make a change in others, but not willing to make a change in yourself first. Over-receptive to obvious lies, while looking straight into deceptive eyes. Thinking outside your natural state of mind, just to pacify a nagging lifelong ache. Deficiencies in the feelings of self-worth and self-love create delusions, making the crooked appear straight. But like they say, whoever they is, all is fair in the game of love. I heard somewhere that the name of the game was to play or get played on. And if you're really paying attention to what's going on out here today, the name of the game might not be so wrong. You saw the truth when it was shown, but you decided not to look. Probably preoccupied with those artificial good looks or those potential transactions from wallet to pocketbook and from pocketbook to wallet. The truth is often discarded by the way the relationship started. As it was in the beginning, so shall it be in the end. What was once natural for procreation has fallen to a pointless, dehumanizing, life-risking sin. In the minds of men, lust is mistaken for love, and guilt-induced paranoia changes that phony hug into an angry shove, and an angry shove into a violent push, and that violent push into an ugly situation. Now you're afraid to look, giving all of you only to be unappreciated while neglecting your own self. And you asking me if I can believe that you were taken advantage of and abused. You're asking me if I can believe that you were taken advantage of and abused. Yeah, I can believe it. Abandoning lifelong dreams and aspirations, then feeling that it's too late when the truth is finally discovered. What kind of love makes one lay down their own life just to cater to or assume the life of another? My sisters, my brothers, and others. We must pull back the covers and blind us from our eyes and realize that just like oppressed roots will continue to grow, the seeds and offspring will continue to be traumatized. So many lives are destroyed and ruined because people simply don't know what they're doing. Being disrespectful yet wanting respect. Having the audacity to ridicule other people's ways and you ain't even got your own ways in check. Expecting everything but never willing to give. The masquerade is an indicator of how they truly live. The masquerade is an indicator of how they truly live. Deceptive from the start, just to satisfy a carnal desire. But a seed has been planted, so the stakes just got higher. So many fights, so many wars, childish name calling to even the score. Are you dreaming of a life where there's peace within? Well, here's a solution. Awaken from their dream and become your own best friend.
Awaken from that dream and become your own best friend. Awaken from that dream and become your own best friend. Now that's definitely a solution. That's definitely a solution. A solution.
It's the
Ill Nation.
Been a couple weeks and everything's changed. Things change.
January 28th, I never forget. I got dropped from the label, but I left for respect. As the hairs elevate on my neck, I realize it's a journey, so it's on to the next. So, oh no, Will, check yourself, you better respect yourself. To all the work you put in, so don't wreck yourself. It's a cold world and it's dirty, so protect yourself. The stars align, the satellite TV direct yourself. The odd words, proverbs that erect my path. Get it? Man, sometimes you just gotta laugh. See, that's the insider. For the people who never been insider.
Insider.
A Bible.
Bible.
But who's the one to blame to get the answer? Look in the mirror and ask that person's name. Woo. The next few weeks was the hardest, I must admit.
Yo.
But not one time did I consider the word quit. I was rolling around the Jeep, telling my peeps the news that still we'll keep rocking. But I was feeling the blues.
Yo.
Sip and Tarika said you got it, Briscoe.
Yo.
Young Trevi, Boy Floyd said you got it, AB said you got it, Vaughn said you got it, Church said you got it, Raymond. And Jamar said you got it. Crystal said you got it. Mia said you got it. Bree said you got it. Londa said you got it. Mom said I got it. And my fam said I got it. So I got it. Safe to say I got all the help. Everybody believed in me, but I didn't know myself. I didn't think I deserved all the praise, but I started seeing clearer ever since I got saved. And I realized that it won't happen right now, but my path was already clean for my lifestyle. But praises go up, then the blessings coming right down. Cause ever since the cycle, people saying that I'm nice now, but I'm just being me, staying in my lane, spitting like a veteran, but I'm a student to the game. I ain't stupid to the fame, never stupid to the rain. I realize that all the lessons come truly from the pain. I've been performing in churches, I'm getting better cheers. Already performed more than I did last year. Something about the stage, man, I feel so alive. I've been performing that illusion and it's such a cool vibe. Best live band kicking any beat I can ride, and I freestyle every single song out of sight. Y'all gotta make it to them, see I ain't the same dude. I'm turning to an MC and the feeling's pretty cool. I do it for the most high, do it for the culture, do it for the people gone through lyrical torture, do it for the sound, cause I would never distort you. My album is my baby and I would never abort you. I would have plenty, I'm sure I get it again, but right now let me show you how I sing with this pen. I start a song and the energy the same as the end. I stay flowing, stay calm, still claim it's the win. It's Ill Nation, dream chaser, hashtag and Mr. Future Adidas sponsor. Yeah, I gotta grab it, I just gotta keep moving and stay in my lane. Like everybody said, you gotta keep doing your thing. I've been started, but I'm far from the finish line. Heavy thoughts, I can't move a step until I clear my mind. Been started, but I'm far from the finish line. Heavy thoughts, I can't move a step until I clear my mind. Been started, but I'm far from the finish line. Heavy thoughts, I can't move a step until I clear my mind. Been started, but I'm far from the finish line. Heavy thoughts, I can't move a step until I clear my mind.
Will. Oscar Wilde said that nothing is so beautiful that under certain conditions it won't appear ugly. And I found that to be prophetic, and I offer it to you now. As I ask you to consider what might seem to be a far-fetched idea, I've studied the etymology and I'm starting to see inconsistencies, and I'm wondering if the standard was created to maintain a false sense of identity. I mean, what if ugly really meant beautiful? Hold on, pretty people. Just bear with me for a moment. The word manufacture used to mean made by hands before the barons of industry made it synonymous with mechanated revolution. The word brave used to mean savage, crooked, wicked, depraved. The brave new world wasn't a compliment, it was a warning. That was before the raping and pillaging of Native Americans became regarded as a heroic accomplishment. I mean, what if ugly really meant beautiful? I looked it up. The word ugly is older than pretty, gorgeous, is it fair? Yes. Take a moment, admire the double entendre I just used. I call it subterfuge. Not what I'm doing, but what they're doing to us. The word is older than appealing, alluring, attractive, sexy. They say it used to mean hateful, dreadful, fearful, awe. Sounds to me like somebody was pissed off that no one wanted to conform to their narrow-minded perceptions of appearance. We're not talking about goblins and demons. We're talking about self-determination, self-assurance, and self-confidence. So why don't we all want to be ugly? What a dastardly trick. They know that we are afraid of homonyms, homophones, you know, words that are spelled the same, sound the same, but have different meanings. Bank, slip, chase, sink, ugly, pugs, ugly, knee along, ugly. I'm just saying, enthusiasm used to mean possessed by God. Now it means possessed by the demons of materialism and commodity. Can't you see how the wolves of Wall Street tried to put a Red Riding Hood on Obama and turn Mao into Rumpelstiltskin, trying to take your first piece of American pie for spinning working class idealism into self-determination? First King James and now this, and they got us using statements like diamond in the rough, like the coal around that diamond ain't black. But when I mention fool's gold, don't nobody want to talk about that and these fairy tales. The ugly duckling who turns into a swan? Hold up, Mr. Hans Christian Andersen. Who told the swan it was an ugly duckling in the first place? So a long neck, short legs, and broad bill is beautiful on a swan, but on any one of us, it sure wouldn't be Halle Berry or Matthew McConaughey. Seems that our fairy godmother has turned the oppression of patriarchy and heterosexism into couture clothing and telephoto lenses. Beauty and the Beast? Just a pale illusion who fell for a dude who looks like Zach Galifianakis. The Little Mermaid? Just a pale illusion with bad decision-making skills who fell for a dude who can't sell a boat. Where do we learn these things? I'm supposed to trust two brothers named Grimm. Their names are Grimm, but they write fairy tales. You can't tell me the ugly don't mean beautiful. Sleeping Beauty was a narcoleptic. Snow White had snow white skin, red lips, and dark hair. That's a character on Twilight. Propaganda and marketing has always been a tool of political engagement, McCarthyism. Deception has been used by authoritarian leaders since the beginning of time. Roswell is Will. There were no WMDs, and we're still trying to figure out what did they do to us at Tuskegee. You can follow along with the fallacy, but not me. I will no longer conform to the standards created by these charlatans. So if you believe, then say it with me. U-G-L-Y. I ain't got no alibi. I'm ugly.
So this how we vibing tonight, huh? Okay. I could dig that. Just me and you tonight. Okay.
Don't move.
I ain't gonna move.
Stay right there. Right there. I just wanna look at you. I just wanna look at you. The very essence of your structure. Your silhouette.
Yeah.
Simulates the hairs that stand erect on the back of my neck. I'm at a loss for words.
Do you like that?
I don't know where to begin. Pondering whether this is a crush, maybe lust.
You know that.
If this is just a dream, don't wake me. Let me lie here asleep, trapped in his matrix. As the conversation unfolds, our words so dance to the sounds of our rhythm. French kissing our thoughts. Saturated with every sentence form.
You know how we do.
My arms began to brag about how he felt. Temptation playing Russian roulette with our emotions. Begging them to stop. Closing our eyes.
Closing them.
Slowly.
Yeah.
Backing away. Until the next time we speak.
I feel that.
Feels real good. What's up, everybody? I'm your boy Cartier Genius, aka Cartier Jesus. Yeah, and I'm here right now to introduce you to the one and only China. We call her
China.
That's right. What we call it?
China.
It feels so good. I like to welcome you to. We are real life music. Beat Nation is the army. Beat Nation Network, what up? Yo China, what up? Illusion, queen of poetry. I mean this girl.
unstoppable. You feel me? Like, she just jumps out there and does her thing the way she know how to do it. So we're gonna kick back on this ride right here that she calls Pieces of Me. And understand, it's just pieces. Just pieces, because you're gonna get some more. But anyway, relax, chill. Thank you for being here. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. Let's go, China.
What's up, everybody? This is your girl, China, with the Lyrical Cypher Radio. Here we encourage metaphorically in tune visionaries to express themselves through the arts. And hey, you never know. What you have to say might be exactly what someone needs to hear. I just want to take time out to give you your flowers now for taking time out on this Tuesday night to rock out with me. I'm glad to be back in the building, you know, doing this thing on air. And I appreciate all the prayers. Thank you guys for just lifting me up in prayer. And it feels good to be back on the mic. I'll be dropping some jams a little bit later, but we're going to go ahead and slide into open mic line and also shout out line for anybody who would like to say a little something on the mic or perform. You know, if you spit poetry, you sing, you rap, you do comedy, short stories, whatever it is that you do, feel free to do that on the show. So with that being said, trying to open up open mic line. What's up? What's up? This is Shana.
Yeah, this is M-O-O-D-Y Black, Moody Black.
What? What? Oh, my God. You surprised.
What's up, love?
What's up, Moody?
I thought I'd come to surprise you.
Yeah.
I didn't want to get on. I've been so busy. But
no,
I'm off a little early.
I understand.
And I wanted
appreciate
to come support.
You.
I'm going to share a poem for your platform.
Please. The floor is yours.
This piece is called Swimming Lesson. I just released a video to it yesterday, so y'all who's listening, subscribe to my YouTube channel, Moody Black, and check the video out. But this is a poem, I guess, dealing with depression, so trigger warning depression. But this is called Swimming Lessons. I was told that if you're learning how to swim, you will feel like it's a boulder on your back. You will struggle to breathe, and even though your body is Atlantic Ocean wet, your lungs will be a California forest fire. Now, it is said that if it doesn't challenge you, swim harder. And if life gets hard, just keep swimming. Be one with the wave, because the water don't know your age, your race. It only tastes your spirit and listens to your heart. So let your swagger be the salt of the seas. The world can see what going in smells like. But you have to ask yourself, why are you swimming? Are you learning to swim to see how fast and far you can go, or are you learning to swim to save lives? Funny how swimming is like performing a poem. There's life in the lines you write. You may feel it's deep, but you just don't know how deep it really is. So be brilliant with the stroke of your pen. Be daring, exposing those dark places in your mind. You will feel scared. Just never give up. You will get heavy. You will struggle to breathe. Even though your tongue is wet with words, your lungs are on fire, you feel a burning sensation, but be sensational. And if life gets hard, just keep swimming. Be an ocean of rhythm. Let the salt of your saliva enhance your similes. Let the waves of your words be the wind beneath your wings. But you have to ask yourself, why are you performing? Are you performing to see how far and fast you can go, or are you performing to save lives? Shoot, I want to do both. I want to do my best to be the best, but I'm at my best when I know someone is getting healing with my words that weigh in the soul. Funny how performing a poem is like battling my depression. A lot of times I don't want to go too deep. I sometimes feel like it's a boulder on my back. I feel like giving up with each breath. I don't feel like swimming through my struggles, but I really don't want to drown in my sorrows. However, I was told that if you want to defeat depression, take up swimming. Write and perform a poem. Either way, you eventually have to go deep. You have to keep breathing. Just be one with the water. The water don't know your age, don't know your race, and only taste the spirit and listen to your heart. So swim to set yourself free. Write and perform a poem to set yourself free. Battle your depression and set yourself free. Let the salt sing liquid lullabies, sing into your skin. So when you're swimming and you hear go in, you do more than dive. When you're performing a poem and you hear go in, do more than open up your heart. When you're dealing with your depression, you hear go in, do more than push. Give it everything you got. become one with the wave. Because it is said that enlightenment is when a wave realizes it is the ocean. It is time we realize that we are oceans scared to swim within ourselves. But be bold and brilliant, wild and free, calm and crashing, daring, shimmering and limitless. Funny, I still don't know how to swim well. But I know I can Michael Phelps be a metaphor to heal when battling my depression. Because one day, I know I will learn how to dive in, backstroke some brilliance, and be free. And that's that piece.
Wow. I'm in awe right now. That piece is amazing. And you're amazing. I just appreciate you.
No, you're amazing.
Thank you.
Thanks for having this platform. Thanks for allowing us to have a voice.
Anytime.
Appreciate you. Give you your flowers.
Thank you. Nobody does that. I appreciate what they do it sometimes on the show. That's a lot. They do it on the show. But thank you.
Well, definitely, definitely. Thank you for having me. Those listening, check me out on IG. I am Willie Black. But I thought I'd surprise you. But I'll be back again soon.
That's what's up. I appreciate everybody. A humble international celebrity poet, Moody Black in the building, came and shared with us. Thank you so much. We get a chance to hear you, your track on the show, but we got a chance to hear you live, so that was so dope. So thank you so much.
You're welcome, love.
All right. Anytime. All right, y'all. I hope y'all enjoying the show right now. We're going to keep right on rocking. Phenomenal, phenomenal artist. Y'all, he got me about to spit some poetry. So I think I'm about to do that right now. And I got a new piece. And it's called And I Wear the Mask. And I wrote this piece, and it's amazing because right around this time this year, I had two significant deaths to happen, and it really took me down last year. So I do understand about experiencing depression. It was tough. My stepfather passed away, God rest his soul, March 10th of last year. And also, a good friend of mine who is like, I'm getting kind of nervous, but I'm going to do it. But hopefully I don't cry, but if I do, oh well. But a good friend of mine, y'all hear him do my intro every single time, Cardio Jesus, and he was like a big brother to me. And we just had each other's back. And we were actually working on my next album, which is called Under Construction, because I feel like I'm under construction right now. And I'm receiving whatever I got to receive to be under construction. So I'm going through restoration, transformation, all these different things, and I'm grateful for it. I'm grateful for the spiritual glow up. I say that. So I wrote this piece because I realized people who are natural born nurturers and helpers, I look at us like we have the protagonist spirit. We have that spirit to jump out and be, you know, with the strong people for people who are weak sometimes, but sometimes people forget that the strong people get weak too. And that's what was happening to me last year. It's like I was getting forgotten about. I was checking on everybody else, but no one was really checking in on me. And it was hurtful, you know, but some people were more like people that are used to you doing things for them were so used to you doing things for them, but never asking what you need. Do you need anything? Do you need an ear? Do you need to vent? And I was noticing that people were expecting me to always be up, always be on, always be a helper. But I needed help too. So I had to set boundaries. So with that being said, this is that piece that I wrote, and it's called And I Wear the Mask. And I wear the mask. Because this is not the time or the place to show that I am down. Not when everyone who looks to me is around. As a sacrificial lamb, I sacrifice my smile. I sacrifice my frown and put on a smile. Put on my boss lady face and tackle the issues at hand with grace. But barely enough space for me to breathe. I concede. Taking a moment in time to cry, scream, grieve, just feel or get some relief. Questioned indirectly by those who depend on me. How dare I take a moment for me? Digging up the roots, I have to speak my truth. You did this to you, so what you gonna do? Take the time to feel in order to deal so that you may heal. And know that your feelings matter. No mask or makeup can cover that up. Go through the motions and trust that these feelings won't last. Learn and grow. Throw away that mask. Self-love and self-care is the answer. William Shakespeare said it best, to thine own self be true. And that's what I'm going to do. So I can be there for me in order to be there for you. And that's that piece. So I wrote that piece because I felt like it was necessary. Like boundaries needed to be set. And it's okay to say no. It's okay to say yes. It's okay to say no. And I just thought that piece was necessary, you know, for me and just in general. So I thank y'all for listening to that. And y'all got me hyped, and we're about to get this party started. So let's get it.
and you get another chance tomorrow. I don't hustle like that. I hustle like there's not a second left. You know that tomorrow I'm hustling like there's only one more second left of this hustle.
Don't bother me, I'm working.
Yeah.
Don't bother me, I'm working.
I mean, don't take none of this personal, but
don't bother me, I'm working.
Ill Nation.
Don't bother me, I'm working.
Yeah, I let the label got ghosts, and they ain't even had a ton of boasts. Cause I've been, I ain't dropped a song in 3 weeks. They thinking Neil Will wouldn't sleep, but I'm in it still. Like I'm not the LS no more, thinking I don't even kill it no more. Nah, homie, I'm just, don't mention me in your post. Don't invite me to your party or your show, I can't make it because, yeah, I'm still in the G, but you don't really see me out much. But that's only cause I'm, they wanna talk about my work ethic. So I work at it and put that, and they turn around in my inbox looking for a verse and they say, yo, I see you live, but I'ma hit you right back. Like, I'ma hit you right back, matter of fact.
Don't bother me, I'm working. Don't bother me, I'm working.
Yeah, put your hands together.
Don't bother me, I'm working. Don't bother me, I'm working.
Yeah, oh, I ain't finished. I ain't finished.
And I don't feature on a track with nobody, cause they treat the rap game as a hobby, man. They ain't really. They don't even reach out to your boy. They ain't thinking no rap anymore. That's cool, huh? Working on my day job till I get the dream job like G Wood. Man, man. And I do a track for track. Matter of fact, back to back. Yo, church, I'm by the time I'm 25, no more 8 to 5. I'm a rap that stay alive. I'm a butt jack. I'm trying to get the sponsorship. So when you see me in Adidas, man, you better believe that, duh. You wanna know why I shine? I'll tell you my secret is simple. The Lord, man, said, well, you ain't got time to waste. So if you ain't moving forward, it's a waste. Just tell
him. Don't bother me, I'm working.
You hear that? I said,
don't bother me, I'm working.
I mean, don't take it personal in it all, but
don't bother me, I'm working.
I gotta get to work.
Don't bother me, I'm working.
Let's rock, yo.
Don't bother me, I'm
yeah.
Working.
Work, yeah.
Don't bother me, I'm working, working.
If you gonna get this money, you gonna have to go out and get it, man.
Don't,
ain't nobody gonna
bother
give you
me, I'm working.
You feeling? God sent me here to inspire you.
Don't bother
you understand?
Me, I'm working.
Ill Nation.
Ripton, North Carolina. And for those who don't know, back in 99 I took a trip to the countryside of Ripton, had a dip. Now I'm in a new city and it's strange, man, cause they don't even know my name. So I said, forget that, got a new place to get back, new place to chit chat. On the other side of the bridge, I can't forget that. I was really one of those kids, a 4-6-7, what's that? The tick bike, rolling on the back road, trying to stay in loop with no lassos. With the same groups they call rascals, high off like no tobacco. Yo, trying to make it to the bridge, trying to do it big, trying to be the one to write it down and show you what I did. Trying to make a change, trying to make a difference, and if you can't tell me that, what's missing? You wanna be a small giant, just lift. You can't be negative of your thoughts, you won't make it. Can't be repetitive of your shots, you won't take it. I specialize in rhymes and keep it witty. No wounds up on my back, I play the room for my city. I'm from the G, what you rap? So I'ma rap it, I'ma rap it from the G, what you rap? Yeah, I'm from the G, what you rap? So I'ma rap it, I'ma rap it from the G, what you rap? I'm from the G, rapping from the G. So I'ma rap it, I'ma rap it from the G. What you rap? Yeah, that's right, I'm from the G. What you rap? So I'ma rap it, I'ma rap it from the G. What you rap? blasting from the jig. Okay, I made it to the bridge, I'm at the edge. On the trunk of the bike, but some people call them pegs. Coming off the third leg of the race, cause the anchor finna shred. Man, soon as I cross the bridge, it's gonna be dead. Let me explain. Never thought I'd really make it here, but look at me, now I really gotta take it there. Film rolling all in the city, trying to see who gon' really ride with me. I got my name on the front plate, y'all don't know it's me. Gotta make a change for y'all to notice me. Say I notice y'all, I don't want to fall. Gotta put you on my back, then grow with me. See, catch me at the shed, that's the stomping ground. Walking round, I seen the homie chop a chunk of deuces, reppin' G-Champ. I see now it's about family and where it's at. So it's only right I put my city on my back. You can't be negative of your thoughts, you won't make it. Can't be repetitive of your shots, you won't take it. I specialize in rhymes and keep it witty. No wounds up on my back, I plenty room for my city. I'm from the G, what you rap? So I'ma rap it, I'ma rap it from the G. What you rap? Yeah, I'm from the G. What you rap? So I'ma rap it, I'ma rap it from the G. What you rap? I'm from the G. Griffin from the G. You rap? So I'ma rap it, I'ma rap it from the G. What you rap? Yeah, that's right, I'm from the G. What you rap? So I'ma rap it, I'ma rap it from the G. What you rapping from the G?
Now there's no misleading to the fact that I too ain't always got my sugar honey iced tea on the right track. But baby, don't get it twisted. My time is well invested in what I call life after the storm. Wrath to the rage, try to write, but ink to no page, so I wait. Shh. Listen, you hear that? Silence. Then I thought to myself, I've always had the ability to see good in everyone else but myself. Why is that, I wonder? So let me make this simple and plain. You see, there's a misconception to the rule. Why is it that we must do unto others as we want them to do unto us? But the first sign of disorder and being weak, we have to be the bigger person and turn the other cheek. Let me give you an example. Love thy neighbor, they say. Lend a helping hand and you'll grow. When in the back of my mind, all I want to do is dial 911 because I done choked that hoe. I am not mean, but always misunderstood. But don't let the nice girl fool you. I can come out of retirement on you and get straight hood. And this just ain't something I heard. This is the truth and what I know. If you know better, you'll do better. I made my share of mistakes in life, so I strive to do better than more better has ever been. Stay 100.
I won't be around much longer. My time ain't long around. The sun rose this morning and the birds sang with me. Although the grass is green, the day is sweet. Not a cloud in the sky.
Trying to tell you how to say how you feel and how to express your truths, but it's all art and math, baby. Just tell your story.
Yeah. Pull them layers back, show the world your art, and make them do the math. It's just a special thing. Pull them layers back, show the world your art, and make them do the math. It's just a special thing. Just a special thing. Just a special thing. Pull them layers back. Just as precious there, just as precious there, and just as precious there, and make them do the math, and just as precious there.
Funny how life is art and math, and we are performing algebraic artifacts. So take note of how we make our life an art of facts. See, we may seem like ordinary numbers, but there's variables or things that happens in our life that add on to our greatness, like overcoming obstacles, like not having the job you want and finally getting it, or that blessing you get when you finally able to pay your rent in the nick of time, right before getting evicted, or just making it out of any situation when you didn't think you were, like sacrifice all you have for a dream and finally seeing it come true. Like I used to feel I couldn't provide for my family like I wanted. How I was more Pablo Picasso than Albert Einstein when my art wasn't paying the bills, so I used to feel my numbers went right. Like X times what I put myself through plus Y times the cards I was dealt equals failure. But poetry is my formula for self-expression, cause life operates to add stepping stones and stumbling blocks.
but I subtract stress with a stanza. Multiply my meaning of life with a metaphor. Divide my obstacles with my determination. The struggle added to the sum of my fears. I made mistakes that had cost me everything I had, but me getting back up made the difference. Yeah, I may be a product of my past, but I'm not a prisoner of it. See how I express myself through these problems? Where life is art and math? How I never give up is part of the solution? See how I'm a walking artifact? See how I live to make art a fact? How I factor in endless possibilities of being the greatest version of myself? How expressing myself can ignite full expression in others? Like my brother from another mother recently told me that in October 2017, at his first open mic, hearing our words gave him life. Because the week before, he thought about subtracting himself. Can't you see? This is what it's all about. To see how you fit in this equation of life, despite the variables. It's all about the art and math. Because in my vision, I see people of all ages, no matter the numbers, picking up pens, writing and speaking their feelings. When words really heal, inspire, motivate, and connect people. And I will make a living and give life with my art of language. I plan to make a difference. That's how it adds up in my head. And no, I don't have delusions of grandeur. I have a formula for it. Like X times how hard I grind plus Y times my passion equals leaving a legacy for my kids. How my self-expression will gain me success, and success is freedom. I guess self-expression is emancipation. So I will emancipation proclamation my purpose. This is setting myself free, and I'm all about expressing myself. Like me being loud when I perform. I'm sorry, but the loudness of my poems and honing my craft multiplied by my heart equals I ain't got nothing to lose. So please choose to fully express yourself. You can either be an autumn leaf blowing in the wind, or you can be a flower growing in the middle of winter. Just define your art, define your math in this equation called life, and fully express yourself.
What's up, everybody? This is your girl, China, with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. I hope you guys have enjoyed listening to the show, enjoy the round. We play so many phenomenal artists. I just got to tell you right now, please mark your calendars on Saturday, March 26th at the Arts Council, 400 North Queen Street, 10th in North Carolina. It will be Illusion's 13th anniversary show featuring Sean Ingram. We also have Yashika Dickinson, a.k.a. Poetess Queen, my girl in the building. Vanilla will be in the building. We have Chris White, Jay North, Trinity Beverly, Sway, Dexter Howell, Michael Jason Quill. I'll make sure I got all these names. Sherry, I call a boss lady in the building, Strayhorn. We got Judy Owens, Greenfire Motivation will be in the building. Denise Sutton will be in the building, Matthew Faithen, Beverly Bryant, Cynthia Evans Robertson. We have Tim Jackson and also Ill Will. And we may be having Miss Unique in the building as well. So I'm just putting it out there in the atmosphere. I would love for you guys to come. And the show is $10. So it's $10. And I want to make sure everybody knows it's $10 for the show for anybody who comes through. But I want to make sure I got that right, too, on the flyer. But, yeah. So, please come out and celebrate with us. We're going to have a good time. So, y'all be blessed. I'm going to go ahead and give y'all this gem, the gem I got for tonight. I was sitting here just thinking about what I have endured the last couple weeks. You know, it's been rough. It's been tough. But it's also been an eye-opener for me. First and foremost, I just want to tell everybody to be patient with yourself and be patient with the process that you are enduring. Whatever things that you are trying to do in your life, be patient with yourself. Trust that you can do it. Stick with it. Don't give up. Even if it seems hard, if it's getting hard, it means it's about to get better. And I had to tell myself this. So, you know, as I learn, I grow, I try to pass it on to you. If you can use it, use it. If you can't, talk it. I won't be offended. But that's my nugget or my gem for the day is be patient with yourself. Trust the process that you are enduring for the choices you made, for the positive changes you're trying to make in your life. And don't rush yourself. Don't rush the process. Don't rush what you want. I know we all have different desires and different things. And I know sometimes it looks like things aren't going to happen or things aren't going to get better. They will if you believe it. So, all right, everybody, y'all be blessed and have a wonderful night. Keep pushing, keep praying, keep dreaming, keep believing, keep being the best you know how to be, and keep growing and keep going. So y'all be blessed, and y'all have a wonderful, wonderful night.
See, it's been written that, and a wise man once